What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a mother that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday.
Every day I wake up, I'm one day closer to death. So what you gonna do with the time you got left?
And where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the after every daggone day.
Be the hero. You want to be that one mother that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, your mom died, your dad died. You come and you bring the energy that it takes to make a team function at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
Stay home, man. Stay home and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over. And you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours and it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. It's all bull crybaby stuff.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
We don't back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's and I'm a real man. And that's regardless of being a fighter, I'm a man. And that's why I want to be a man. And if I die, I want to die a man.
It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now, and all that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You have no idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have.
I don't make mistakes. I'm not just like the rest of you. I'm stronger. I'm smarter. I'm better. I am better.
Will you take something away from what Rahman did in the first fight and kind of use that?
I take your life. That's what I do. Rahman and those guys, their eyes haven't seen what I've seen. I'm ordained for this. I've been to Valhalla. I've seen the most vicious and most cruelest and coldest white people in the world. They accept me. He can't stop me. Him.
For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there can be no mercy. There is but one rule. Hunt or be hunted.
I don't need purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? The purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to feel like a little, do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
You understand that the human condition comes with suffering after suffering after suffering in order to get to success?
For me, I made a decision, and my decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, f*** your feelings. And that doesn't mean like, you know, don't take it literally, f*** your feelings. But sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. And my knees were f***ed, but guess what? I wanted to run.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
To cultivate discipline, you have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
To cultivate grit, you have to be gritty. To cultivate perseverance, guess what? You got to persevere. And so all these things that we admire in other people that they have are very easy for us to gain, not easy, simple for us to gain if we understand that the way to get the thing is to do the thing.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's people that are willing to go very far, and then there's people that are willing to go far further than that.
That's it.
And when you're a person that prides yourself on your ability to go very far, and then someone is willing to go far farther than you, you have to decide, do I want to look at that as the new standard? Do I want to judge myself? Do I want to admire him?
Yep.
Or do I want to try to take him down?
That's
because
it.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Because I can't do what he does, or haven't done what he does, or what he does makes me look bad, because I like to think I'm a hard worker.
Right.
I like to think I'm disciplined and hard, and then I see this dude out there that's just making me look soft.
If you want revenge for the bad things that have happened in your life, start with the version of you that hasn't lived up to your potential.
Where would you be in your life right now if all the plans you ever made for yourself in the past you had executed on without fail? No matter where you are, no matter how old you are, stop and think right now. If I had executed on the plans I made in the past 100% with 100% effectiveness, where would I be currently? And think about that, because most people would be in a completely different place, living a completely different life. And the reason they aren't in that completely different place, living that complete different life, is because they don't have the ability to adhere to a plan. That is where it's at. It's not that people don't know what to do, it's that they can't do it when they don't feel motivated.
Because I'm gonna do my own hustling. I'm a go-getter. I'm a winner, and I'm gonna always find a way to come out on top. No matter what position you put me in.
I learned more about life, about the mind, and these maths than I have in all the years of school. And I think two of the biggest things I took away is the humbling reality that I'm not special. And if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world. Or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work. But you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect it later to be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different. Believe, when you turn around, you're gonna see something that put a smile on your face. It's gonna make you turn around the next day for action.
When you change, everything will change for you. When you get better, everything will get better for you. That's where I picked up that phrase. For things to change, you've got to change. You don't have to change the marketplace. You don't have to change the marketing plan. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change countries. You don't have to change circumstances out there. All you've got to do is look within and see if you can change yourself for the better. And as you change, things will start to change for you.
When you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat.
So many people, they want to go somewhere, but they don't want to move. What do they expect? They expect us to pick them up and carry them there? No, no. What is it today that you've been wanting, but to be honest with you, you haven't yet gotten? I will almost guarantee you the reason that your want and desire is far from being fulfilled by achieving it is because you haven't taken action necessary. So today, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Don't wish for it. Go for it. Dive. Move. Start. Act. Trust me, it's the only way to get there.
What I love about this, guys, is the mill is set. It's like the journey of your life. Like, you're born, you lift the weight up, it feels light at first. And as you keep going, it gets harder and harder and harder. So what happens is, your physical strength has left the building. The only thing left to override the differential of continuing the journey or stopping the journey is the mental strength. And you start to develop that. And mentally, you have a number in your head you're going for. Even though your body's physically hit failure, you keep pushing past mentally. Three more. And when you finish it, you're like, God damn, man. I'm so glad I believed in myself. I'm so glad I didn't sell myself short, because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in yourself, who can you ever expect to? You guys must be the now of what you want to be later.
No one does when they begin. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clear as you work on them. You just have to get started. If I had to know everything about connecting people before I got started, I never would have built Facebook. Movies and pop culture just get this all wrong. The idea of a single eureka moment is a dangerous lie. It makes us feel inadequate, because we feel like we haven't had ours yet. And it prevents people with seeds of good ideas from ever getting started in the first place.
What do you do on the days when you're just not feeling it?
Those days. Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind. What do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah. I get up and get out of bed.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything that you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or let it slip?
Everything great and worthwhile in human life is an accumulation of hundreds and sometimes thousands of tiny efforts and sacrifices that nobody ever sees or appreciates.
There are winners, and there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win. And all they need is some coaching. All they need is some help and assistance, just a little support. All they need is some insight or a different strategy or plan of action to make some adjustments that will open up the key to a whole new future for them, that will give them access to the unlimited power that they have within themselves. That's all that they need. So what I want you to do is think about something you want for you, that's real for you, that's important for you, that will give your life some special meaning and power.
Everything accumulates over time, that you may have to put in many, many tiny efforts that nobody sees or appreciates before you achieve anything worthwhile.
like the average man has inspired no one. Think about that. The average man inspires no one. Why would you live an average life, or why would you expect an average life of your kids? You wouldn't. And therefore, why would you be okay with accepting average or mediocrity for yourself? So many people out there struggling and wanting more, having the desire to achieve more, the ambitions, but never really achieving it because you simply do not know how to break the seal. And the seal is your limiting beliefs.
It's up to you. The ball's in your court. No more around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't help you. Only you can help you. Grab your balls, get a notebook, and write down what the you're going to do this year. And this is it. You're not going to have these problems. The drugs, the cigarettes, that dumb. It all starts fucking today, all right? No more excuses. That's the. This is the year of the soldier.
Remember this. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right. And they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it.
Everything counts. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals.
The moment you drop that e-brake on your life, you guess that's the equivalent of you giving yourself permission, saying that I don't have to let this be my story. Like, whatever you went through, whatever mess you went through, does not have to be the message of your life. It is time for you to drop the e-brake. It is time for you to start doing the self-development, personal development, self-work. It is time to take the responsibility in your hands and not blame your parents, not blame the absence of dad, not blame the absence of not being born here.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Complain, point at your circumstances, give up your power, blame the government, blame the economy. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. It's hard to make a radical change in your behavior. It's hard to take ownership. It's hard to swallow the bitter pill that wherever you find yourself, at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there. As hard. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. If you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
You have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what it takes.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. Everyone hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight either. It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is representative of life, because you don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes.
It's easy to give up.
You know, Hell yeah.
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
I became obsessed with being the baddest mother that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And then you help other people become better from you being the best in the world. So if your family doesn't understand, why are you so daggone crazy? Because I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am. And it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You are behind. You've off for 7 years. You are behind. You should have anxiety, and you should have urgency, and you should want to go. And you shouldn't try to run from that anxiety, because that anxiety is telling you, hey, bro, it's time to get your gear. It's time to get going. Whatever it is that you want out of your life, make that start happening. And that's going to require you to become the best version of you, which means staying sober, which means getting fit, which means getting educated, which means stopping filling your mind with mindless and start filling your mind with that's going to make you better. And if you do these things and you go out every single day and you check off win after win after win after win, you'll be able to catch up to everybody else pretty quick. Because while everybody else may not have been off the way that you have been, they still only go half speed. So if they're going half speed and you can pick it up to actually execute at full speed, you'll catch and pass those people.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief. And then what's going to happen is you're going to believe. And then what's going to happen? You're going to go do a little bit more work and a little bit more work. Results are going to come more. More people are going to believe. Nobody believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
The perception that people have of ultimate success and ultimate happiness is, it seems motivated by what they don't have rather than an understanding of what success and happiness really is. Their idea is that one day I'm going to go and I'm going to be in my golden years and I'm just going to be able to sit around and do nothing and tell everybody to off. You won't be happy at all.
I talked to one of the people that I was working with who had a vision for retirement. I said, well, what's your vision for retirement? Well, I see myself in the beach, you know, some tropical country drinking margaritas. And I thought, first, that's not a plan. That's a travel poster. It's like, okay, let's walk through this. All right, so you go down to this tropical country and you go sit on the beach and you have a margarita. It's like, okay, well, how many margaritas? Like 10? Okay, so gonna do that for 6 months?
You'll be dead.
Yeah, well, you'll be this like pathetic, sunburned, like
fat.
Yeah, yeah. Unhappy, yeah. Hungover, cirrhotic.
In pain.
Yeah, it's like that's
dehydrated.
Your vision. Dehydrated. So how long can you have a margarita on a beach?
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that we have nowadays, yeah, it's great. We're up to date. But your brain is the only thing you have.
Embrace the pain. Pain is good for you. It's great for you.
You can't just give up on Wilson. You know he needs you. You know he's making an impossible choice. He just doesn't want to live in pain.
Life is pain. I wake up every morning, I'm in pain. I go to work in pain. You know how many times I wanted to just give up? How many times I've thought about ending it?
There are two kinds of pain. The sort of pain that makes you strong, or useless pain. Sort of pain that's only suffering. I have no patience for useless things.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
Anything is possible, and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. There's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday, hate it's a Monday, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
There's two sides of pain that I don't think a lot of people really understand, right? There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. That's why everybody raised their hands when I first asked, do you have anybody ever been through pain? Because that hurts. You remember what that felt like. But then there's another side of pain. That's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt it, you backed off. The first time you felt that burn, the first time you felt that it's too much. And we rationalize with ourselves to where we automatically stop. That's why a bunch of us give up so much in life so quickly.
I'm always thinking about the past in a good way, but in such a good way that I even miss the pain. That's why I even try and tell people that just embrace the struggle, bro, because one day it's going to be done. I look back on them times and actually somehow miss them still. But yeah, I miss everything.
So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership.
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
Looks very ugly. There's no passion. There's no motivation. There's no, oh my God, man. It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline, no motivation. Yeah, all these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is gonna... Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 pounds. There's no magic potion. There's no, oh, let me wake up and look at some. No, all those words are overused. They're bull. Just do.
Oh, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel